reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Once more, Asma has the pleasure to be your host, and at your service, of course. And then in here, we have two very dear guests, brother Mustafa and sister Amina. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys. But then, like the usual format of Back to Reality, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself. And since ladies are first, so we'll just start with sister Amina. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much. My name is Amina Hosseini, and I was born and raised in Australia. I've been in Iran for a few years now because of my father's studies. He's a scholar. And then I met my husband, and he's also a scholar. And that's pretty much it.
Thank you very much for coming here, sister. And you, brother.
Sure. My name is Mustafa, and I've been in Iran now for 6 years. I'm studying Hawza, and I'm studying psychology here.
So thank you, both of you, for coming here. Well, usually in Back to Reality, we come to discuss some very important issues that might give us some hints about ourselves, about our lives, about our religion, and things and stuff like that. Well, unfortunately, in the world, we believe there are many kind of presuppositions that would make some people to look like the minorities and for the others to look like the majorities. Like, it's pretty much easier for us to judge people who look different, who are different, who foster different ideas compared to the majority of people. But there must be some reasons for that. I mean, it's always a controversial issue to talk upon, but nobody usually talks about the reasons. Why is it so much easier for me to pick someone who's, of course, different among the crowd and then start judging them? I would never do such a thing to my friends. I would never do such a thing to the people of my own folk because they're just like me. You know what I mean? I mean, like, to judge other people based on whatever, their color, religion, their sort of thinking, their way of dressing, it's pretty much easier when you're just different. They are just different from you. What are the reasons, according to you?
I mean, I guess you could say it's group identity. You feel comfortable within your own group, within your own people.
Yeah.
And because you want to, you know, when stay in your comfort, so when someone different comes along, you're like, she's different. She's not from us.
Yeah.
You want to keep in with your own.
You know, if it remains there, I mean, like, if you say, okay, she's different, that's okay. But we know that the story does not end there.
Yeah.
If she's into a university, then she's going to be excluded from every single party that happened there.
It can work the other way around as well. Sometimes we feel inferior to someone who's different from us, right? Sometimes we see that, for example, certain races, they feel inferior to other races. So
exactly.
It can work both ways.
It works both ways.
But I think part of it is that our brain, it's in our nature to recognize patterns, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say our brain is a pattern recognizing machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we see something that's different from the pattern, it becomes highlighted for us, and that kind of plays into all of this. But I think it's also a lack of maturity when someone is racist or prejudiced against other nationalities. It's a sign of like closed-mindedness. You'll see people who have maybe traveled the world, who've been exposed to many cultures, you'll see they're much more open-minded, right?
I guess they went out of their comfort zone. So the reason that we feel different is because like we want to stay in our comfort zone, right? Humans are creatures of comfort. Humans are creatures of comfort, and they're more comfortable that way. So unless we get out of our comfort zone, like traveling the world, getting to see new people and just stay within our own people, like that just kind of gets into our mind.
Exactly. Yeah, just as the brother said, our brain works with patterns. Once these patterns are broken, we feel unsafe, maybe.
Uncomfortable, unsafe. Yeah. And we fear what we don't know. We fear what we don't you know, what we don't know yet.
Yeah, but I told you, the problem is when we start to act according to the prejudices that we have in our mind. Like to judge people just because they have different perspectives, to judge people just because they have different religion, just
instead
because
of,
they come
instead
from
of
a different
learning,
place.
Instead of learning to see why do they think like that, why do they look like that, or not why, I can't say that, but when we see someone with a different religion, most people go to like, religion is wrong, instead of going like, why is the religion like that?
Yeah.
Trying to understand
why
them.
Why do they believe this way? Instead of just searching and figuring out the reasons and the ideas, then they start just bombarding you with different sort of
We have a
prejudices.
Lot of this Islamophobia thing. It applies to us Muslims as well, where, well, it's getting better now, to be honest, but before, a lot of people would hear Islam and they think of all the bad stuff that happened in the name of Islam.
Exactly.
But it's getting better now, actually. Islamophobia is kind of going away. It's still there.
Depends. I mean, like, I know in a lot of European countries right now, they're feeling that they're getting invaded by, you know, Muslims. Like,
they feel threatened.
They feel really threatened. And in a way, they are actually getting invaded by by Muslims. Like, a lot of these European countries right now have majority Muslim populations or majority non-native populations. Mm-hmm. And they do feel threatened by that. You're right.
And I guess it's because of education. Like right now, as the result of media, we must say that media has got some bad effects as well as good effect. Right now, to know about the true face of Islam, it's pretty much easier because there are many people out there working actively in media, trying to show the truthful nature of Islam.
Yeah, I know a lot of people back in my country. I know a lot of people that when they get to like know Muslims, they're like, they're so peaceful. They're so peaceful. But the image that they had before was that everything that happens on news is blamed on the Muslims. And then the image they create in their mind is all Muslims are bad. But when they get to know a Muslim, they're like, you're so peaceful, mashallah, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm telling you, everything is different as a result of media and as the result of education. Now, many people go and do research by their own self. Like, she's born into a Christian family. We have seen a lot of documentaries. She or he are born into a Christian family. Then they start educating themselves, even at university. They start books related to Islam. And then they decide that Islam might better be into congruity with their
really
own
unrelated
thoughts.
But a lot of people that convert from, let's say, atheism, Christianity, Judaism to Islam, they have their faith is more stronger than people that were already Muslim born.
Because they have done research
They've gone
through a drudgery to figure out
We were born into
truth.
A Muslim family, so we just take everything that they give to us on a platter and we don't think about it. Why?
Right. But you know, there's a saying from Shaykh Mutahhiri. He says that
he's an actual Islamic researcher,
Islamic
a scholar,
researcher
of
and scholar that is a martyr who was, you know, who was martyred several decades ago.
And he was a philosopher of his
and
own
a philosopher.
Time.
So one of the things he says that the path to certainty goes through the valley of doubts, right? And he said, but you don't want to get stuck in that valley. You want to like actually be certainty. So I think even for us as Muslims, we have to go through that valley of doubt or research. Where we finally then reach certainty. If we don't do that, then yeah, we'll be only doing what our parents have told us, what society is told. But getting back to this topic, one of the it's not just about, by the way, how people perceive Muslims. Sometimes Muslims perceive others in
Exactly.
So I think the root cause of one of this is we've been told is arrogance, right? For example, if you know the famous story of Iblis, of Satan, that the reason he didn't bow down to Prophet Adam is because he said, hey, I'm made out of fire and you're made out of dust, right? So he compared the differences between them and used that to feel better about himself or better.
Exactly.
And that's how we do it with others as well.
So arrogance.
Arrogance is definitely a root cause. And I think it doesn't matter what religion you are, as long as you're a humble human being and you're not arrogant, you'll be much more willing to accept others or learn about them.
Very true. The thing that we saw in the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ahlul Bayt in generally speaking. So let's keep it in here, go for a short break, and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality, and this time we're talking about the things that happen to people, the reasons behind the fact that some people act so much prejudiced toward other people, like they judge them based on their difference. And we said that this doesn't usually happen when you want to judge people of your own folk. Now, let's dig a little bit deeper and see what other sort of reasons could be there for people to act like this.
At a young age, we're taught that this is right, this is wrong. You behave like this is right, you do this is right, mm-hmm. That's wrong. So it kind of just gets into our mind, right? So as we grow older, we see other people, other religion, other nationalities, and we're like, that's kind of wrong.
Yeah. Like we consider that there's only two sides to each story.
Yeah, black and
the
white.
The good and the bad.
Which is not. It's not always. Which is not. It's not always like black and white, you know.
Exactly.
You know the thing that you said about when someone converts, you know, their faith becomes stronger. That made me to think. It led me to think that I think one of the root causes of this is if someone is seeking the truth or they're not. Right. If somebody's not really seeking the truth, then it's much easier for them to like be biased, to like have their thoughts influenced by just one side. But if someone's really searching for the truth, then they're going to be much more welcoming of maybe mm-hmm. the correct ideas, right? I think this, however you're judging people, if it's based on truth, then it's fine, right? But if it's not based on truth, that's where it becomes a problem.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that could be. But then when you say truth, then there are many people who consider the truth as something subjective. Like just as the thing that we were talking
about. That's something you have to be truth-seeking. Like you have to be searching for the truth.
Yeah.
And that requires you to do research. That requires you to, you know, to compare different thoughts and
ideas.
But
how does one go into the path of being curious enough to seek for the truth?
I guess that must be in their nature.
Well, or you ignite it in them. Like you make them doubt, mm-hmm. for example, the ground that they're standing on, right? Once you have them... If you can make them doubt, or if you show them that, you know, the way they're thinking may not be correct, that can lead them to that path.
Sometimes, right? Though. Sometimes, of course, that works opposite.
Of course, and that's part of life. Like, nobody's, yeah. You know, otherwise everyone would be Muslim right now, right? There's always going to be people who are going to be arrogant. There's always going to be people who...
And people who are content with the way they are. They don't want to change. They don't
exactly.
want to... I guess they're afraid of change. They don't want to change. They don't want to think differently.
Very true, yeah. They're scared of change.
Because it's like a scary world out there. It's like so many religions, so many thoughts, so many stuff that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So to go into that is right. kind of...
But we know, like, this is exactly what, like, the prophets and the imams, that's exactly what they did, right? They would challenge the people of their time regardless of how they responded to them. And the people that wanted to come to the truth, they would. And the ones who didn't want to,
mm-hmm.
then they wouldn't, right? So... Our job is to really just help people as much as we can, you know.
Invite them to the truth.
Invite them to the truth.
We can also that just
bring
show
them
that
back
with our
to
actions.
Reality.
Yeah. Bring them back to reality. Exactly.
Yeah. This discussion with a friend a few days ago, and she's like, I know like some Muslims that just go around preaching Islam, but then we have some Muslims that they don't do that, but they show with their actions. I think actions speak louder than words.
Definitely. And we have hadith which say exactly that, you know, that I don't know the exact wording of the hadith, but it says, you know, you should be showing people and inviting Islam through your actions. It doesn't require words. And we know mm-hmm. we have so many stories of the imams doing that.
Exactly.
But I think we need both, right? Sometimes people do need that preaching, or they do need those thoughts to be...
We need both ways of direct yeah. teaching and indirect teaching.
Both balanced.
Right. Verbal
yeah.
and non-verbal.
There must be
right?
a balance.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and there's also another thing. Sometimes it's difficult for some people to think outside the box. Like they imagine that there are some limits to the sort of thinking they have in their own
mind. I think they limit
mind.
Themselves.
Yeah, they limit themselves. And they do not let some... more stuff to get into their head.
I enjoy having my thoughts challenged, and then when I learn something new or something that I, you know, was incorrect, I actually enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to let go of my incorrect.
But
or
some
wrong thinking.
People, I guess they think that, you know, their doubts will go unanswered.
Part of the game, right?
That's scary. Imagine you have a doubt and there's no answer to it.
There's definitely things like that where we we may not get the answers for.
Yeah. What do you do?
You don't have a good mentor.
That's the mystery of the universe.
What do you do then? Do you just, you know, tell your mind to, okay, stop doubting, stop?
No, you have to dig deeper. You have to go for research.
How?
You have to find a perfect mentor. Maybe you have to consult someone.
It's a topic for another discussion.
Yeah,
then.
Maybe, because we're running out of time already.
Yes.
So thank you, sister, and thank you, brother. And thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك Once again.